Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. It's an opportunity to listen to the Bible together and to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 John chapter 2, verses 26 to 27. I'm writing these things to warn you about those who want to lead you astray. But you have received the Holy Spirit, and he lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. For the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know, and what he teaches is true. It's not a lie. Our world today is very different from the one that John knew, but I suspect that if he was addressing us today, he wouldn't have changed his message at all. The Christians he was speaking to were under constant attack from false teachers, and he was eager that they should be strong in their faith and able to stand up to every challenge. These days, anyone with access to the internet can have instant connection to an unlimited number of religions and philosophies. It could all be very bewildering and confusing. John would want to offer us the same encouragement that he brought 1900 years ago. The Holy Spirit is still our completely reliable teacher. He teaches us everything that we need to know. Towards the end of his ministry, Jesus told his disciples that it was to their advantage that he left them, because when he went, the Holy Spirit would be sent to them. He described the Holy Spirit as the advocate or paraclete. This Greek word literally means someone who draws alongside us. I've always found it helpful to think of the Holy Spirit as the supreme friend. He understands and loves us perfectly and is able to lead us into all truth. If we're relying on him, then we can be confident as we face challenges from other philosophies and religions. In my experience, the Holy Spirit uses lots of different ways to teach us. He speaks through the Bible and prayer, but also through other Christians, through music and art, through literature and nature. Our role is to be open to him, listening out for his voice, but doing so with the confidence of knowing that he loves to share his truth with us. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for sending us your Holy Spirit. Help us to be constantly listening to his voice so that Jesus will be praised in all that we do. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know. You can hear it on Premier Christian Radio or Premier Praise every morning or on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.